must be dust or smoke that's in my eye.
It's Lou's Breakfast Club, live from Tweets on Sheridan. Lou, it's always a pleasure to share breakfast with you. But let's get to our point of business. Lou, this July 3rd, what's going to be happening?
It's Northside Pop's birthday party.
Yes.
Yes, it is, folks. He officially becomes an old person. He's going to be 65 years old.
There you go.
Come on down, celebrate with Dan. Who knows? We might be celebrating without Dan. Tom will be firing up the grill around 2:30. It's going to be a good time.
All right. A pre-July 4th celebration slash Dan.
And also for White Sox fans, we will be welcoming in football season.
There you go. Not for the Cub fans, though, Lou. Not for the Cub fans.
We'll save that for August.
So my plug, Lou, is the Telepaths. They are back with a new drummer, a new sound, and a new location. Phyllis's Musical Inn up on Division Street, 1800 West Division. Yes.
You've been at Phyllis's before, haven't you?
Yeah, we played Phyllis's, I would say, five times.
Five times, all right.
Yeah.
Now, what time are you starting?
Lou, we're starting at 9:30. We have two other bands.
A.M. or P.M.?
That's P.M., baby.
P.M., it's a little late.
That's right. It's a little late for Lou. We'll probably be on around 10:30-ish. So,
all right.
I was inviting all my 20-something friends. Because obviously our demographic's not coming out. So anyway.
Well, when we go out, we just get in trouble. That's all.
And we'll also be at Sylvie's on Wolcott and Irving Park. July 15th. Okay, Lou, now let's get to the main part of our show here. Yeah, I like Sylvie's too. You were dancing at Sylvie's, Lou.
Yeah, she's a cantankerous old one, that Sylvie boy.
She's a throwback for sure.
Oh, hey, yeah.
So for the 2016 season, Lou, we're going to start a new feature. We're going to call it our Bear of the Week. We each nominate one bear that we want to talk about and, you know, the special guy.
And when are we starting this?
We are starting this right now, Lou.
Can I pick the first bear?
You may pick the first bear, Lou.
Okay, the first bear I would like to talk about has 3 years experience in the NFL. A college graduate of LSU. Comes in at 25 years old. 237, 6'1 linebacker. Tell me about Lamang Barrow.
Lamang Barrow. And he's how many years experience?
He's got... Where did he go? 3 years experience.
Now, pretty much, if you've made 3 years in the NFL, Lou, you're pretty much in, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think you need 5 or 6 to get pensions, so well, he's right on the bubble.
and that medical care that they've been promising for the last 10 years.
Yes, yes, yes. But his number's 57.
Good old number 57, Lou.
I have no recollection of 57 ever being on Soldier Field.
I can't think of a 57 either, and I've been watching the team intently for the last 10 years.
All right, folks. Well, be on the watch for Lamang Barrow, number 57, who is on this year's season 2016.
All right.
Going in.
My Bear of the Week, Lou, is the great Kyle Long.
Kyle Long.
Let's look.
What number is he?
He is good old number 75, I believe.
75. Just thinking alphabetical. Oh, there he is.
Big old number 75, Lou. I know my numbers. But the reason I'm nominating Kyle Long is he is an absolute throwback. He loves being a Chicago Bear. He respects that C. He wants everybody else to respect that C. And he's very funny on Twitter. Lou, you like Kyle Long?
What's Twitter?
Ironic, we're outside of Tweets, and you ask me what Twitter is.
But anyway. How can you not like Kyle Long, for crying out loud? Good to have you back. Stay healthy, and I hope they don't piss you off so then you leave.
All right, there you go, the two bears of the week. Lou, have you eaten a fine sandwich over the weeks? We haven't been together in a month, so you've had time to get a sandwich. Where'd you get one?
You know, I really haven't.
Okay, all right.
You know, I really haven't. It's been some encased meats at the Sovereign on Sundays.
But right.
really been away from the sandwich. It's not sandwich season.
All right, great. Now, tell me one story about following little feet that happened. Because we were talking about this a few weeks ago. Lou,
yes.
Lou and I are both feet head. We like the band Little Feet. And Lou once followed them for how many summers?
Oh, not even a summer. It's just kind of more of a very long weekend that expanded maybe 12 months.
1 year, Lou. So,
you know, I got to think my initial one in Rhode Island.
Okay.
Will always be in my memory, you know. I don't know when that was, probably 77.
Wow. I mean, and just to see the band with Lowell George, is there's not many left who can say that.
Well, I actually didn't know who they were when I was going to the concert.
Okay.
You know, their music was new to me. And then I went to the concert and Lowell George got on stage and he's smoking a joint. I could swear he was smoking a joint, or it looked like he was smoking a joint. And he's sing Fat Man in the Bathtub. And I go to myself, so this is the band that sings that song.
Isn't that true?
I love these guys.
Well, that was so funny when you say that. The same thing happened to me when I started listening to their albums. I'm like, oh, it's Little Feet that does Willing. It's Little Feet that does, you know.
Okay. Very good. How about yourself?
Hey, Patrick.
How about that?
Nice
how
to see you.
Nice to see you. How are you doing?
Great.
Fantastic.
Great.
All right.
You open a couple more minutes.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, we're just hanging.
No, we're going to sit inside.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to sit inside.
Right.
Kind of killing some time.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. And finally, I thought
now,
maybe
how's that for service at Tweets? They come out before they're open to see if you're okay.
That's
fantastic
right.
Restaurant here, Tweets.
They must have saw your 3-day growth and figured vagrant.
We better feed this guy.
All right, Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out, and don't forget to come to the Sovereign on the pre-4th July celebration, Dan Trant birthday. Lou.
Happy birthday to Dan on Saturday. Go Bears!
Go Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Fireworks Service. When you need a sparkler up your butt, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou lights up you!